This recording is with permission from Scholastic Limited. Chapter 13. Leave him. The path twisted and turned around ancient-looking trees, with their thick trunks looming like giants in the dark. I ran side by side with Mally, our breathing in time with our feet hitting the ground. All around us, the forest was stirring, croaks and squeaks and grumbles that I'd never heard before. Faster, Mally panted next to me. We have to go faster. She skidded around another turn in the path, and I threw my arms out to balance myself. Something moved in the darkness to my left, too fast for my eyes to catch. I can see the refuge, Mally yelled out from just ahead. Hurry, Amaya. The clearing came into view. There was a wooden hut in the middle of it. I ran towards the refuge, ignoring the searing pain in my side. My lungs felt burned up with fire. Mally reached the door of the hut first and flung it open. She waved me forward. We're going to make it. Tao bleated in alarm behind me. My hair whipped in my face and stung my eyes as I turned to look. Tao! He was stuck. He bucked and kicked, but he was caught. The rope vine that had been wrapped around him to pull me from the mud was tangled in the branches of a needlethorn tree. His eyes bulged wide as he strained against it. Leave him! Mally yelled from the hut. No! I ran to Tao's side. The vine was caught tight. Steady, Tao, I whispered, as my fingers fumbled with the mud-encrusted rope. But Tao wouldn't stay still. He bucked wildly and his eyes were rolling in fear. Then I heard it, the yip, yip, yip of hungry voices from the forest path, where we had been moments before. Tao barked short, sharp warnings. Please, Tao, hold still, I begged. One of the knots loosened. I glanced towards the path. Orange eyes stared back at me, too many to count. Shadow shapes moved closer on silent paws, the white markings on their backs giving them away. Dagger-toothed jackals. Dagger-tooths rarely attack humans, but they were drought-hungry. We were food. I froze in horror, and Mally screamed from the hut. Move, Amaya! Now! In desperation, I yanked on the rope, only making the knots bind tighter. The panicked beast had its claws in my brain. I couldn't think. I couldn't move. I'm going to lose him. Tao nipped me on the shoulder hard. Ow! I cried. Keep breathing, I told myself. Focus. I grabbed the end of the vine. Instead of fighting against it, I followed the path of the rope. Through the loop over the branch under Tao, it loosened and gave way. Tao gave a kick as he was free. Run! Mally screamed. I grabbed hold of Tao's collar. We ran, Tao almost dragging me off my feet. Mally held the door open and we both stumbled inside. We'd made it. I tried to catch my breath, but my heart was hammering and adrenaline flooded through me. The jackals have gone, Mally said, still holding the door open a sliver. Close the door, Mally. Mally stood silent, gripping the door with white knuckles. Something scared them away, she whispered. I shoved her to one side and slammed the door shut, sliding the lock into place before flinging my arms around Tao's neck and pressing my face against his fur. Tao tried to clamber onto my lap, like he would when he was small, but he was now the size of a boulder and almost as heavy. I gently heaved him off. You're a brave goat, I told him. Then I turned to Mally. Why didn't you help me free Tao? We need to stick together. You just ran in here and hid. Mally flung kindling into the hearth, her face furious. I rescued you from the mud and the Wrathclaw, didn't I? Anyway, why should I care about anyone else? She struck the flint against the steel of her tinderbox. Almost too low for me to hear, she added, nobody cares about me. I did care about you until you abandoned me and Tao to the jackals. I was going to help, but I was waiting until Badako appeared. Mally blinked into the fire. Her red hair hung in matted strings. She looked like a wild thing. I want to find it. I need to find it. We're looking for my brother, I shouted. What reason do you have to find Badako so desperately? I said I would help you, and that's what I'm doing. Mally snapped a stick over her knee with a crack. Badako would have come out in the hiding if you'd left Tower for a moment longer. You used us as bait. How could she be so heartless? The quicker we find Badako, the quicker we can find your brother, Mally glared at me. Or don't you care enough about finding him in time? How dare you accuse me of not caring? Anger turned my words into a hiss. My skin burned up with heat in my nails and bit into my palm. Without thinking, I moved towards her with closed fists. Mally raised her hand. Don't move, she whispered. Her eyes were fixated on the woodpile which she'd been using to build the fire. She stepped back carefully from the logs, her eyes never leaving the spot. "What is it?" I craned my neck towards the woodpile. I caught a scuttle of movement, a flash of black and red, the size of a mouse. But it had too many legs to be a mouse.